to start with something fun, something that you're going to all want to get on your calendars for a week from this Saturday. The North Dakota Barbecue Championship is back, and you're all invited here to tell us all about that. And what you can expect is Ashley Waite and Joel Scholes, both of Shields Home and Hardware. The hidden gem on 13th Avenue, I might add. Welcome to the KFGO studio, guys.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Ashley, I'll start with you, the assistant store leader of Shields Home and Hardware, events coordinator. This is a pretty big event you guys got going on.
Yeah, it's definitely our all-hands-on-deck event at the store.
So this is one of those things that we're not just throwing this together overnight. You guys have been working pretty hard at this.
Yeah, these next 10 days are going to be crucial. We've been planning since last September when the last one happened. So.
Well, so there you go. This is going to be well thought out for you. Joel, I want to switch over to you for just a moment, and then we'll really talk about what people expect. I want to know, because you're the barbecue shop manager and grilling expert, how do you get a title of a grilling expert? Because I think there's a lot of people that self-title themselves that.
Oh, man.
But you've got the official title, so explain how you get this for me.
So many classes. Yeah. So, no. okay. You know, I spent a lot of time in the food industry before I came to Shields. Okay. And I came over, and there was a lot of people that knew a lot more about grills than I did, and I just got to learn and soak up the knowledge that they had. And then the other thing that's really handy is we have a lot of customers who are grill experts that come into the store, and they are usually pretty excited to tell us what they've been working on. So I get to steal a lot of info from them.
I like that, right from the source. I'm going to admit, and I told you guys this off air, this place has been around for a long time, but it took a long time for me to actually understand what, in fact, all was in Shields Home and Hardware. You talk about the grilling section. I mean, of course, you got the outdoors, there's furniture. This is just a great store if people haven't been to it before.
Yeah, we just added a men's workwear shop. So if you're looking for some Carhartt, stay warm this fall.
It's that time of year. You better get them loaded up for sure.
Yeah, and then we have the women's clothing. We've got service shop, power equipment. So it's really, it's a store for everybody.
Yeah. Well, and the last time I was direct there, I, for whatever reason, was craving an egg salad sandwich. I threw it out to the listeners, and somebody goes, look, there's a deli inside this Home and Hardware store. You better go there. Hands down, you got to go there. If you ever had a craving for that egg salad sandwich, place to be, it's right on 13th Avenue. You can't really miss it over here. All right, North Dakota Barbecue Championship. People haven't heard about it. What is it? Let's start with those that may not have been a part of this before. This is our first introduction. Explain it to us.
Yeah, so we have, this year we have 33 teams signed up as of just this morning. So they all come pull in the parking lot, set up shop. We have the meat inspectors come. They come and check everything out, make sure everything is safe and ready to be cooked. And then they kind of start meat prepping and doing all that fun stuff overnight. And then Saturday is the actual competition part of it. So there's turn-in times where they have to bring their food into the judging tent. I think we have some KFGO personalities that'll be in the tent.
I'm a little upset that my name didn't make the list. I'll talk to you about that off air. I'm just jealous, super jealous about that. But yeah, we got Amy and JJ going to be a part of that. And across the hall, we got Scotch and Tank that I think have been doing that. If there's a wait list, just know that I want on it.
Perfect.
Okay, there's my plea for you. But we got judges, and but there's people that can be involved as well that are listening right now that can come. This is a family-friendly event.
Absolutely, right? It is. Yep. And the other thing, too, these teams come from all over the place. We have some local teams right from the Fargo area, and we have teams coming from Canada, from Montana, teams that are competing on the national circuit. Mm-hmm. And they're all going to be in the parking lot, and they're all super friendly. So if you want to go get some tips, if you want to go see how they're doing it, it's one of those things they are glad to share a lot of secrets with people if they're willing to come out and talk.
Well, and it's kind of echoing what you'd said when they come to the store. I mean, the grilling, the smoker section that is over there is just phenomenal. I mean, it's whatever you prefer. I mean, Traeger, you know, Pit Boss, sorry. All those things. I mean, the variety is there. So, I mean, if people are coming in telling you, hey, this is what I got going on, I really much appreciate that they're doing that for a Joe Schmo like me just walking around this competition.
For sure. For sure. And yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. You can come out during the competition or just come to the store in general, and you're going to find somebody who's probably going to like to talk about barbecue.
Well, and barbecue's on the minds here. This is a championship, which means to me that, did people have to get qualified for this? Do they just get registered? And this is, explain that process here.
So we call it backyard style. So that anyone can be involved. Okay. So if you have your Weber kettle grill at home and you want to come roll it down the street and come on over, you can. Or we have people with, you know, 40-foot rigs. So
okay. Yeah. Imagine that intimidation. You've got your little Weber grill, the two wheels on the back right. of the propane, and you see that big old rig over there. Okay, yeah. It went over my head here, perhaps.
But with that backyard style, it literally yeah. opens it up to everyone. Sure. And then we give away a $5,000 purse. So the grand champion wow. wins $1,500. And then we pay out first, second, and third place in each category.
Wow. Yeah. So, and talking about the big here. Rigs and how they're intimidating, it was 4 years ago that a couple from here in Fargo won brisket, overall brisket, on a Weber Smoky Mountain. And they were just cooking out of the back of a pickup. So you don't need to have the huge rig to make the best meat.
It's that whole don't judge the book by its cover
for
right
sure.
now. Yeah. You figure out how you to use the tool of what you have, and you're going to be able to get something done here. So you mentioned brisket. There's going to be a different categories then.
Correct.
What kind of categories are we talking?
So there's going to be a brisket. There's mm-hmm. going to be ribs. There's going to be some sort of pork dish, pulled pork, and then chicken. Mm.
Had me at ribs.
Yeah,
go to there. How many years has this been going on? I know I've heard about it. I've not been a part of it by news, but this is something that's kind of a tradition now, right?
The history is a little skewed because I think the first couple of years were with Jade Presents, and it was like barbecue and blues or something like that.
Okay, I have been.
But
have
then
been.
Shields yeah. took over, uh-huh. I believe, for the last 9 years. But okay. it's the 11th annual of the whole thing, essentially.
Well, there is a good long tradition, and this
yeah,
yeah
for sure.
this is. So Friday night, Saturday, I mean, this sounds like a big tailgate, a good time, though, which people, it's a competition, but I mean, this is just going to be a fun event.
Yeah, so if you're sitting at home right now and you want to come check it out, Friday night we have family night. We've added that this year. We've never done that before. So we're going to have food trucks, yard games, some things for the kids, and then we have a kids competition. So if you have any kids at home between ages 6 and 16, they can join the competition. We'll be cooking sliders. That's going to be sponsored by Prime Cuts. They're going to be coming
great
on
sponsors.
Out. And so if you have questions on that, you can see our Facebook page for the kids competition. And then Saturday, if you want to come out, 11 to 3 is the most crucial time. We have grilling demos, free samples. We have $1,000 in giveaways. A lot of good stuff happening.
I mean, if you don't have enough reasons right now to show up, I don't know what's going to convince you to get this on your calendar a week from Saturday over here. And it's in the parking lot of Shields Home and Hardware right on 13th.
Correct. The
right?
hardware store, yes.
Yeah, so and that's important. The hardware store, not that old big store on 45th. It's over on 13th here, right across from Bell Bank. What did I miss about this event? I got other questions about the store, about the grilling and barbecue side of this, but this event in particular here.
So I think the other thing we want to talk about is the people's choice. So all the teams are going to be making their own pulled pork, and they're going to be submitting that to us for us to divvy up and let the public try. So you come in, you buy a rack, and it gives you a sample or a bite of each competitor's pulled pork. You get to vote yourself, and essentially whoever gets the most votes gets to go away with the champion of people's choice.
Really?
So you're going to be able to try all the different styles of cooking, just like the judges are going to see inside the tent.
I guess that leads me to my question that probably should have started off. As far as people want to show up, just have a good time, price of admission. I know you mentioned you buy a plate if you want to be a part of the people's choice. But for the family night, I mean, do people have to pay to get in, show up? Walk me through that, Ashley.
Everything is completely free except for the People's Choice plate.
Okay.
And that's $5, and that actually goes to United Way. So we're not here, you know, we want everyone to come and have fun. And that's just a way for us to give back as well.
I mean, what a way to just collaborate, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Come out, have fun, and whatever money we're raising is actually going to a good cause here in the area.
For
you
sure.
guys got a little bit more time for me?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to take a quick break here tonight because I got some questions about the store. I got a little few more about this barbecue competition. Ashley Waite, Joel Scholes, our guest. You know what? I'm Tyler Axis. After He's Live is rolling on. KFGO times 220. We'll be back with more right after this.
This is Afternoons Live with Tyler Axness on the Mighty 790 and 104.7 KFGO.
I'm going to be right back to my guests, Ashley Waite, Joel Scholes, both of the Shields Home and Hardware on 13th Avenue. We're talking about the North Dakota Barbecue Championship. Big Deck Barbecue, one of the sponsors of this segment. They're going to be over there next Saturday as well, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're sampling some pulled pork and then all their different sauces you can try. So.
And they've got some good sauces.
They're so good.
If you haven't tried that dill pickle mustard,
I have it.
I don't even like mustard, and it's delicious.
Oh, really? Yeah, the dill pickle mustard, which you can put on dang near anything.
Yes.
Yep.
I got the regular mustard. There, is it peanut butter and jealous?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, that's a good
very tasty. Very good stuff. So I'm glad that they're going to be over there as well. Talk about the sauces, because we talk about the equipment. You guys have specials going on. You have all these sauces, all these rubs over there as well, Joel.
Yeah, our entire sauce and seasoning section is going to be 20% off for the barbecue event. So definitely load up, stock up, get ready to, you know, make your tailgating meals or whatever you may need, especially with the Vikings playing the next morning. You might need some extra seasonings and sauces.
Yeah, that's fair. It's spicing up a little bit.
Yeah.
So if I come into the store brand new, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I want something new. I got this old Weber grill propane, not quite big enough. What do you do? Sell me on something.
Well, the first thing we want to do is figure out how many people you normally cook for. So we're going to ask, you know, what, how many people you're cooking, if you're cooking for parties or if it's just for your family. Then we want to see what you like to eat. You know, if you're somebody who is looking to make ribs, you said that you really liked ribs. Do you like those smoked? Well, we might want to get you into a smoker. Are you somebody who likes to tinker with the grill, or is it somebody who likes to set it and forget it?
Oh,
well,
yeah, that definitely can... the latter. Make it easy. Make it so if my five-year-old could go ahead and cook it, that'd be fine, too.
Yeah, if that's your style, pellet grill is probably going to be your cup of tea, and there's a ton of different options. And if you like to cook all year long, if you like to cook just in the summer when it's nice out, I mean, there's a lot of things that can narrow into that perfect grill for you.
Well, and that's it could be intimidating, right?
For sure.
You come in, and especially you come in with all the varieties you have, on a variety of things you guys have at this Holman Hardware store. It's kind of, where do I even begin?
You know,
and to have somebody that's a grilling expert, because that's your title, that helps a lot. You know, the peace of mind saying, look, there's no dumb question, right?
Yeah, correct. And the big thing, too, it's some people come in and ask, hey, what is your favorite grill? Well, all of the grills serve a purpose. Mm-hmm. All the grills have somebody who thinks it's the best grill in the world. So it's really figuring out whatever you want and making sure we send you home with it.
I opened up that can of worms during this show a few weeks ago, and everybody does have a very strong opinion. If they've got their grill or if they've got their cast iron skillet, whatever it might be, they all think that this is the one you need.
For sure.
But that might not necessarily be the case is what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. And, you know, some people, they have multiple grills out there, because if you have all day to work on a grill, well, a big offset smoker that a lot of the competitors are going to be using, you're going to have to tend to that thing every 20, 30 minutes to make sure that your fire is set. Well, I've got three kids at home. Right. I don't have the luxury of checking on a fire every 20 minutes. I want something that I can put the meat on and just let her ride.
You know, I'll just use myself as an example, because that's where I'm pulling this from. Do you have to get the permission, or do you beg forgiveness afterwards? Do you run into that a lot when somebody comes in saying, look, you know,
just bring the grill home.
Bring the grill home? Okay, that's what I like, and I hope she's not listening right now. But it's because it's like, well, do you really need that? Because we've got this. Well, yeah. And I don't ever have a good explanation as to why I need it. I just need it. And now
the permission will be when you cook the good steak.
There you go.
Dinner,
see, that was well worth every penny, wasn't it?
Yep.
Let's get back one more time. I've only got a couple of minutes here, and I appreciate you guys coming over. But it's October 7th. You're going to be hosting the kids' night, October 8th, if my calendar and my mind does add up right. So that's the plan as of now?
Yes, 7th and 8th.
Okay, and just one more time, give them the rundown times as far as admission, all that, so if they're just tuning in.
Sure. So October 7th from 4 to 8 p.m., that's our family fun night. Free admission, we'll have food trucks, games, things like that. And then Saturday, October 8th is the competition. Again, demos, grilling, samples, giveaways, and that's from 11 to 3.
Very good.
And that People's Choice plate is $5, and that sells out quick. So if you want that, I would get there as close to 11 as possible.
Get there early. Tailgate is what it's going to be over there. It's going to be a fun time. Ashley, Joe, anything else before I let you go? I appreciate your time today.
No, we just stop on over anytime, even if you can't make it this weekend. We all love grilling. We're all passionate about it, and we all have our favorite recipes to share. So,
yeah, and coming up, getting closer to Thanksgiving, our store is going to try to do a bunch of demo cooks, try to talk about how to smoke turkeys and really get into that holiday as well. So if you miss this event, but you're still thinking about that next big family get-together that you're coming up on, stop in, say hi, see if we can't help you out with something.
Is there a place where that information is located? Let's say if somebody can't make it to this, but they really want to know about the Thanksgiving thing. Is that at just ShieldsHomeAndHardware.com, or is there an event space?
Everything is best on our Facebook page
at
Shields Hardware.
Very good.
Yep.
Joe, Ashley, it's been fun. I'm looking forward to it next weekend, all right?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thanks for coming on in. Ashley Waite, Joel Schultz, both of the Shields Home and Hardware. This conversation brought to you by Allsager Meats in Ottawa, Minnesota, the fresh, locally raised beef, and Big Deck Barbecue. Check in with Ryan Jenke in the KFGO News Center. Also, Rusty Halverson and more Afternoons Live right after this on KFGO. Hey!